Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. Today, we're digging into something every agency principal has probably felt, but not always said out loud. The training gets bought, the logins go out, and then weeks pass. And when you check, half the team is somewhere in the middle.
And a couple haven't opened it since day one.
Which is the completion problem. The article is called Why Staff Don't Finish Their Training and How to Lift Completion. And it starts from a pretty honest point. Enrollment is not the goal. Completion is.
Because a unit half finished does nothing. Not for compliance, not for the agent's career, not for the money the agency spent.
Right. So the article asks the obvious question, why do people actually stall? And the answer is not what most principals assume.
It's not laziness.
It's not laziness. The article identifies three far more common reasons. First, it's easy to put off. Online self-paced training has no fixed slot in the week. So against a busy diary, the thing with no deadline right now always loses to the thing that does.
That's accurate. Real estate is reactive. Something urgent always comes up. The course feels like it can wait.
And it gets deferred and deferred again until it falls right off the radar. Second reason, the learner gets stuck and there's no one to ask.
This one gets underestimated, I think. You hit a unit you don't understand. There's no real support, so you just stop.
The article puts it well. The course doesn't feel hard so much as closed off, and abandoning it becomes the path of least resistance.
It's not that the content is impossible, it's that there's no way through it.
Exactly. Third reason, and the article flags this as often the single biggest cause, nobody follows up. Out of sight, out of mind. Even a willing learner lets it drift when there's nothing keeping the task visible.
So how do you actually move the number?
The fixes follow directly from the causes. Completion climbs when you remove the three things blocking it. First, real support, a person who answers. A stuck learner who can reach someone gets unstuck. That's the difference between a finished course and a quietly abandoned one.
And the article is specific about what that looks like. Archer offers Australian-based support from real people. Not a chatbot, not a ticket queue. From enrollment right through to completion.
Second fix, direct reminders to the learner, so the task stays visible and doesn't get permanently deferred. Third, tracking, knowing who has finished, who's midway, and who hasn't started.
Because you can't lift what you can't see.
That's the exact line from the article. Team progress reporting makes a stall visible while there's still time to act on it. And the article makes a pretty blunt comparison. Acting on the two people who are stuck is a small job. Discovering at renewal that several never finished is a crisis.
That framing is useful. It's a small job or it's a crisis. Tracking is what makes it the small job.
Now, the follow-up question most principals have is, I don't want to be the one nagging my staff about this.
And the article addresses that directly.
It does. Reminders work, but only if someone sends them. And that someone shouldn't be the principal. The way Archer's model works, reminders go direct to the staff member. Archer follows up the learner first. The principal only gets notified if two follow-up attempts get no response.
So the follow-up happens consistently, without the principal having to manage it, and without them becoming the person chasing the team.
Which is a real difference when you're running a busy agency.
There's also something in the article for individual learners, not just teams. Same problem, same pattern.
Yeah, the article notes the stall points are the same whether you're a principal managing a team or an agent trying to finish your own units. No deadline in the diary, no support when you get stuck, no nudge to keep going.
So to bring it back, three reasons people stall. Easy to defer, get stuck with no support, nobody follows up. Three things that fix it, real support, direct reminders, and tracking.
And those three work together. Pull one out, and the system starts leaking again.
If your team's training spend is going out as half-finished courses, what's the one thing to do next?
Read the full article on the Archer Institute blog. It links through to reads on managing team CPD and the broader compliance picture for agency principals. And if you want to talk through where your people are stalling, you can call Archer's Australian-based team directly on 1-800-069-273.
Nationwide recognized, online, and self-paced, real support included.
That's the Archer Institute. Thanks for listening.